We normally think about or as light, but there's a possibility of lashon ma'alya, as everybody here intuits based on our conventional practice. So we had a machlokes between Reb Huna, who said the light of the morning, and Reb Yehuda, who said it's actually a kind of a lishna ma'alya, not God, kind of a euphemism of it being darkness. He also spoke about the machlokes between Rashi Tosos, but the nature of Likas Chameit, Rashi, Shalav, Rolav, Bal, Yerav, Bal, Yimatzei, Tosos, who thinks that Vayira, Vayimatzeh would be neutralized by Bittul Chametz anyway, as the Gemara in Daf Dalet says, Midaraisa Bittul Bialma Sagile, so then what is the function of Dikas Chametz? So it's either to avoid eating the Chametz, that was the first answer, because Lo B'dili Minei, and it's unique in that way, people don't necessarily know to stay away from it. And the second approach in Tosos wasn't so much rooted in the idiosyncrasies of psychology and what it is that people react to chametz, but the chumras ha'isr in objective status, namely the very existence of the isr bal yirah bal yimatzeh, which is something that we would associate more with avodah zarah, indicates that there needs to be a kind of a search and destroy a mechanism. Within the Gemara itself, we went back and forth a number of times, various psukim that may or may not establish that the term or means boker, and that's exactly where I wanted to pick it up. One of the discussions that we had was based on a pasuk. The actual pasuk is from Sefer Shmuel, Uch'or Boker Yizrach Shamesh, that the light of the morning, the sun will shine. And that was one of the proofs that or possibly always indicates Boker, and we said, no, it's not Boker or, it just means the or is Boker. And the Gemara interpreted to be that in future times, Sadiqim will be Zocha to a kind of a light that is extremely bright. Is something that would dwarf what we experience in this world. So if you take a look over at Rashi, I wanted to cover just Rashi and Tosfos on this particular point. This is the Rashi Dvar HaMaschil of Chor Boker Ksiv. Ve'einza Shem Davar, it's not a noun, or is not equal to Boker, Elo Kemeir Shel Boker Yizrach Shamesh. Like the shining light of the morning, that is what the sun will be. What does it mean? So we know that the very beginning, day doesn't really start until Netzach Hama, in the full sense of the term, but already the beginning of morning, Alos HaShachar, which is exactly why I wanted to tap into these things, because it's so important for Brachos, as you all studied last year. So Alos HaShachar is still mostly dark. It's Choshech Va'ofel. So the Alos HaShachar, Noga Kizrichas HaShemesh Shal Achshav, Tia Osa Shal Tzadikim Lasi Lavo. The light of the sun will be so bright. So as light as it is, you can really see the daytime by Netzach Hama. That will be the Alos HaShachar Lasid Lavo. In other words, the sun will be so powerful and so bright that already at Alos HaShachar you'll have the kind of light that you would normally associate with Netzach Hama for purposes of today. Now, if you take a look over at Tosos, Tosos doesn't say that Alos HaShachar Lasi Lavo is equal to Netzach Hama of today, but Uch'or Boker Ba'olam Hazeh, Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dehainu Ad Chatzi Hayom, Kedemuchach Beherk Tam Nishchat, Da'ab Vav Sha'os Nikra Boker, Ke'in Zeh Yet Chilas Zrichas HaShemesh, Dehainu HaNetzach Hama L'Tzadikim Lasi Lavo. Again, what's the difference between Tosos and Rashi? Who picked up on it? That Daniel Tosos is suggesting, Rabbeinu Tam is suggesting, got on it? Okay? Yaakov, did you grab it? Jacob? Yehuda? Okay, so again, Tosos is saying that La'asi Lavo, the Netzachama, the rising sun, will be like midday is now. Just like high noon is now, the brightest point of the day, that's still considered Boker, that will be the Zrichas HaShemesh La'asi Lavo. So again, a similar idea to Rashi, but just, fill in different time points. Again, so Rashi said, La'asid lavo, the Alos HaShachar will be like Netzach Hama is today. Tosos is saying is that the Netzach Hama of tomorrow, meaning that the Tzadikim will experience in the future, will be like midday today. Now, the reason I thought this was important Tosos to point out is this Tosos establishes, think about the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim that so many of you spent so much time on last year, that this Tosos is saying is that Boker goes all the way until Vav Shaos. Now, whose shita does that bring into focus? Rabbi Yehuda says Dalet Shaos. Right, that's the end of Tamid Shel Shachar. But again, this would provide some impetus for the Chachamim. Okay, that's really why I wanted to bring it up. Okay? Jacob, please. Exactly. So the way that Tosos sets it up, the way that Rabbeinu Tam sets it up, is that the Zrichas HaShemesh, the Netzach Hama, Lasid Lavo, will be like the Boker is now, but boker, not in the sense of the beginning of the morning, but high noon, the very end of the morning. The way that Rashi set it up is that this richas hashemesh, the full shining of the sun, netzach hama, which we all agree is, you know, everything is clear and visible, that will be, you know, our version of netzach hama will be their version of alos hashachar, ka'or boker. Yes. So two opposite interpretations of or boker. Tosfos says or boker midday, and Rashi says or boker alos hashachar. Yeah, Yehuda.
How would you translate the word noga in Rashi?
Light. Light, yeah. Just like we had at the very beginning of the Gemara, Rav Huna says that or is nighe, is light. Umfikim noga na'ez ivam b'chol ha'olam. Right? Like we have in Kel Adam. Okay, so back in the Gemara, Mesve, Haleluhu kol kochve or, that all of the stars of the or should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Alma, what does that sound like? That or is associated with daytime or nighttime? If we're talking about kochve or?
Night
or
night.
Exactly. So Alma or sahu. So the Gemara responds, Hochi ka'amar, Haleluhu kol kochavim ha-mi'irim, not kochve or, the stars of the nighttime, which would prove that or means nighttime, but kochavim ha-mi'irim, that who should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shining star. So Ella Meata Kochavim Hamirin Hudabayu Shibuche She'enan Mi'irin Lobayu Shibuche. That the only stars which have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those stars which shine. The dim stars don't have to praise Hashem. What a strange thing. Halu Kokochve Or, if that really means, oh, the shining stars, they should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other stars, forget about it. What? What about it, you know, Halaluhu Kol Tzva'av, than anything? Right, v'haksiv alu kol tzva'av el hafamashmalan de'or kochavim nami orhu. Rather, what this is teaching us, this section of the Gemara, is that when the pasuk says halu kol kochve or, that you might think that the only legitimate light, the only thing that we describe as light, is light that comes from the but not light that comes from the. So we're saying that's also considered light. So l'may nafkamina. So the Gemara says, so who cares? So what's the difference? So I always like to say l'may nafkamina. L'may nafkamina is, you know, how we learn the Torah. That's the most important nafkamina, but the Gemara wants something even more practical. So the Gemara says, "Lenoder mina or detzan hanoder mina or aser ba'oran shel kochavim." That somebody who says, "I'm not going to get any benefit from the light," this person is really a masochist. Can you imagine saying, "I'm going to live in the dark all the time"? There are people in Guantanamo who would trade places, or maybe not anymore, but in the good old days, there are people who would, you know, very happily traded places. So that's sure. Telling you that if you took a net there and you think that there's an out, you say, oh, I only said that I'm not going to get hana'a from the or, from the light, so you might have thought that that does not include the nighttime celestial object. So we say, no, that's also light, that's the nafkamina. No, demin or, aser ba'oren shel kochavim. Okay, fair enough. So Tosa says something very important here, a very important fundamental principle in all of Nadarim. Hanoder min or, miu, however, hecha de lashon b'nei adam enu ke lashon ha-mikra, azlina nachar lashon b'nei adam, kedamrinan be'erechin, gabe ha-omer, somebody who says, mishkal yadi alai, mida oraisa, somebody who says that I'm going to consecrate the amount of money for my hands, kibores kula, that includes all the way down to the wrist, b'nidarim, this is the important part to focus in on, halach achar lashon b'nei adam. Okay? Then when it comes to nedarim, what are we always concerned about? If a person took a neder and we're trying to figure out what's included in the neder and what's not included in the neder, we always are halach achar lashon b'nei adam. Moshe, what does that mean? Follow what they do in Highland Park? Or that you have to just look at whatever that means in a particular place. You have to get into the colloquial language which is being used. So we're not interested in objective definitions when it comes to nedarim. Yehuda, what we're interested in is what did this person mean? And what did this person mean is usually dictated by Lashon Bnei Adam, unless the person is quirky and, you know, doesn't speak like other people and, you know, doesn't utilize the standard language of his particular time and place. Okay, so again, just to review the two Tosos that we just saw, the first issue was a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. So what does it mean, Ucheor Boker Yizrach Shemesh? So Rashi said, the or of the Boker, which now is very dark, Alos HaShachar, will be so bright like this Richas HaShemesh is now. So Alos HaShachar will be much more similar to Netz HaChama, which is light right now. Alos HaShachar, when the Tzadikim, you know, experience the light of the future world, that will be very bright. And Tosa says, no. What it means is, Zuchor Boker, like the light of midday, excellent, Ben Sion, Yizrach Shemesh will already be the beginning of the sunshine, the beginning of Netz HaChama, La'asid Lavo. That is the first issue. The second issue that we had is halu kol kochvei or, it's not saying that other kochavim are patur from singing Shevach Takadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is that the light of the stars is also considered light, is also considered or. L'may nafgamina, again, who wants to review for us? Why do we care if that's considered or not? Jacob? Exactly. If a person takes a nether, they're not going to get hana from the or. That includes kochavim, and that includes the yareach. Excellent. So it includes those things. And then Tosfos points out, but with one exception, that what do we always have to be sensitive to? Binadarim halech achar lashon b'nei adam. Mesve. Okay? Next pasuk, we're going to try to prove again, what does or mean? Are we going to paskin like Rav Huna, like it means the light of the morning, or like a paskin like Rav Yehuda, that it's lishna ma'ali, it's a euphemism for nighttime? So this is based on a pasuk in Eov. For those who haven't studied Eov, the 24th chapter recently, I'll just read the pasuk. La'or yakum rotzeach yiktal ani be'evyon uvalayla yicha ganav. That in the morning, he will act as a murderer, and he will kill he who is destitute and impoverished. And in the night, he will be stealth, he will act like a ganav. Okay? That's the pasuk. La'or yakum rotzeach yiktal ani be'evyon uvalayla yicha ganav. So even before you turn the page, Donnie, what does it sound like or means in that context? Le'or yakum rotzeach yiktal ani ve'evyon. And in contrast to that, laila yichaganav. So it sounds like or would mean? Excellent, that the or there would seem to be the boker. Okay, so now you can all turn the page. Ha, mitakamar v'laila yichaganav alma or yimamahu. So it must indicate that or is actually yom. Okay. So hasam, the Gemara responds, hachi kamar ip shibtel v'cham milsa kinahora da'anefashos ka'asi. This is the halacha of Baba Machteris. This is bringing back, I'm sure, very fond memories of 2 years ago, Perek Ben Sora Mor. So what is the halacha of Baba Machteris? That even though this person seemingly is committing a financial crime, he's coming to rob you, why are you allowed to kill the Baba Machteris? Because there's a presumption that he's prepared to kill you. Why do we assume that he's prepared to kill you? Based on a chazaka who remembers Adam, little foggy memories, Adam Bahul al Mamono. Shlomo, what does it mean, Adam Bahul al Mamono? A person, not that a person is going to defend his money. So somebody penetrates into your domicile, okay? Somebody penetrates your domicile, a person with criminal intent. So you have to assume that the criminal knows, I know this gets a little complicated, but you have to assume, operate with the assumption that the criminal knows you're going to stand up for your money. Don't take my Russian doll. You know, the ones that they pack into each other. Okay, we're talking about the same thing. I'm just using Lashon B'nei Adam. You're using, you know, fancy language. Okay, so don't steal my Russian doll. And the guy who's robbing you knows that you're going to defend that with your life. So he's prepared to kill you, so you're allowed to kill him. But there's only one exception to that. What's the exception to that? It says, but if you're not sure that he would really be prepared to kill you, you're not allowed to kill him. That's a situation where, exactly, in which direction? That a father, son may kill his father, but we know that if the father, for whatever reason, ends up robbing his son's home, the son should not kill the father, because the son should know that his father would not want to kill him. Okay, so if the father is the Baba Machteris, there's no heter to kill him. And that's what we mean, that if it's murky like Lila, in other words, a situation where the father is the Baba Machteres, you're not allowed to nitan latzilo benafsher, you're not allowed to put him to death. It's a very complex situation, but it's also a beautiful halacha, that the halacha says if any person is robbing you, Baba Machteres sneaks into your house under these kinds of conditions, you'd really be prepared, you'd be allowed to kill him, you know, under these circumstances. I'm not saying it's good if you don't have training to engage in this confrontation. You may want to hide in a bathroom or something. That may be the wiser thing to do. But the halacha says you are allowed to presume that he's prepared to kill you in a situation of Baba Machteres. But there's one exception in the halacha to the principle that somebody would be prepared to kill somebody else, because kirachim aval banim, a father would never really want to put his son to death. And therefore, you have no right as the son to turn around and to kill dad. This is a very powerful idea. Kirachim aval banim, certainly important this time of year. Im kebanim, im keavadim. The halacha of Baba Machteres is certainly a very important and beautiful expression of that idea. So just to again read it inside in Rashi and Tosos, and I think then we'll call it a day. So Rashi says, "Hachi ka'amar, mashnas l'cha tori rishos ala Baba Machteres lahargo k'dechsev im b'machteres. If he snuck in, yimatzei aganav v'hukav ames ein lo damim, im baru l'cha hadaver ke'or." Shehubal iske nefashos. Dehainu kol adam chutz me'av al habein. The Rashi says, Uchayotzebo, underline it, Uchayotzebo. Not necessarily only av al habein, but what does chayotzebo mean, Daniel? A situation where you had that degree of certitude, where you were absolutely sure, this person was with me on tikva, he's not going to actually be prepared to kill me. You know, it's a deep relationship. What's that?
I didn't go.
That's at the kind of a situation that you're talking about. Or this one person was with me on Bronfman, you know, even better. Okay, chayotze bo shemakir bo shehu ahavo. You know, we're close. Okay, meod aval shar kol adam im hayabal hamamon omed kenegdo. But what comes to any case, no, the person whose house it is, there's an expectation that he's going to defend his property. Lahatzal mimenu mamonu ze omed alav hargo rotzeachu. You as the homeowner are allowed to, in English, what do we call this, by the way? What is this called in American law?
Defense.
Stand your ground, also known as the castle doctrine. Okay, it's been expanded beyond recognition in recent years to include, if you remember the Trayvon Martin case, you know, the guy was chasing him and he said, I was standing my ground. Mefurish, he wasn't standing his ground, he was chasing the guy. But that was considered... a castle doctrine case, very strange application, admittedly. But uvelayla im misapka l'cha kelayla kagon she'adam ohavcha, shehu avicha, v'racham avalacha, v'im hayisa omeid kenegdo. If you would stand up for your money, he would stand down. Eino horgecha, yibenecha keganav, you should treat him as a robber, v'lo nitan l'horgo. V'hachi aminim b'sanhedrin, de'av halabein, eino neharag v'machteres. If the father is the perpetrator of the would-be geneva, he is the criminal in this case, the son would not be allowed to kill his father. There'd be no heter to do so, because how can the son defend the proposition that he thought his father was prepared to kill him? Again, a very convoluted case, but a very inspiring lesson that kirachim av al banim, it speaks for itself. It's a very beautiful idea. So Tosu says, Omeri viriva, dehaikra be'av al habein ma'iri, in agreement with Rashi, destam av merachim al haben v'lo yargenu im yamod negdo. So I just wanted to make one diuk here. See if you guys have the diuk along with me. Tosos opens up the door to maybe one heter, or person to treat his father as a standard babi machteris. Minitam latzilo benafsho.
Stam.
Good, Shlomo. Very good. So what does it mean?
Most
of the time. But maybe if there were evidence to the contrary, we would be able to exonerate the son. The stam, but if it's not a case of stam, maybe we would have an exception. So again, Rashi was significant because he said father is not the only case where you wouldn't have a heter to kill him, because Rashi used which two words? Excellent. I see you underlined it. At least mentally underlined it. Okay? What's that? You did underline it. Okay. Nach besser. Even better. So the Bali Atosa says stam av, as opposed to a case where there was evidence or it was an av rasha, or whatever it is. Elak shiyodeh bebaru shalahar gorbar kidemuchach perek ben sorer. Tamokia b'raisa d'tanya im zarcha lav ha-shemesh v'ichalav bilvat zarcha. Pasuk is worded strangely, that the sun was shining on him. The sun only shines on one person. When the sun shines, the sun shines. When it rains on everybody. So what does it mean, im zarcha alav, if the sun is upon him? V'chi alav bilvat zarcha. El im baru l'cha k'shemesh she'en lo shalom imcha. If you absolutely know that this person is not going to be... open to negotiation, hargehu v'imlav al targehu. That's a situation of av halabein. V'hayi d'tani im baruch chal sheyesh lo shalom imcha al targehu moki b'ben al av. That's in the opposite case, because unfortunately a child is more prepared to kill his father than a father would ever be to kill his own child. Okay, so God, Yehuda, please.
Aside from that small deed you made about the stam, what's Tosfos
add? No. So Tosfos is just going along in the same direction. I just wanted to show you kistam. I thought that was. I was just going for that one point. Okay, so we have a few more minutes, so maybe we'll just go a little bit further. And again, I just wanted to highlight, because I know I mentioned this and I want to reiterate it, if somebody doesn't have a break during the day, you know, there's no expectation for anybody to come. This is really totally optional, and, you know, I want people to, to treat it as such. Well, we'll have the bechinas again, but as we said, there'll be open book. This is not meant, in God forbid, in any sense to do anything except to regulate people to learning Gemara Rashi Tosfos, Beinu Chananel, we'll add in as we go, and to create additional yedios. But I want to be, again, very explicit about that. The next pasuk comes from, again, the goodly book of Job, third chapter, ninth verse. Yechshechu kochvei nishbo, yikav le'or v'ayin, he will yearn for or, but there is nothing. Ve'al yir'eh be'afa peishachar, he will not see with the dews of the morning. Okay, that's the pasuk. Meis ve'yechashchu kochvei nishbo, yikav le'or v'ayin, ve'al yir'eh be'afa peishachar. Mideka'amar yikav le'or v'ayin, so from the fact that he says he will aspire, he will yearn for the or, but it will not come, alma or yamamahu. Because again, in the pasuk, what does it say? This person, Eov, is stuck in perpetual darkness. Exactly. So it sounds like he's stuck in this perpetual twilight zone, as we would say, of night. Yechashchu koshbei nishvo, he doesn't have the benefit even of the light of the stars. Okay. So yikav le'or l'ayin, alma or yamamahu. So hasam, so we say over there, there's no proof. What was Eov doing? He was simply letting off some steam. He was cursing his own fate, his own lot in life. But he's not necessarily defining or as Yom. Amar, Yehi Rava, may it be his will, Yehi Ratzon, Delitzpe Hach Gavra L'Nehora, Velo Lishkeche. What will be Ratzon? Again, a very bleak comment. Delitzpe Hach Gavra L'Nehora, that this individual should be so fair for light, and what will happen? He will not find it. Excellent. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yikav le'or, yitzpe le'yom, okay, that he will aspire towards the day. So what is this? What does this actually mean? Le'nehora, next Rashi down, le'davar ha'meir, Eov says, I will be aspiring not for morning itself, but for something that will give me light. Velo shiyas shem hayom or, it doesn't mean that the day is called or. Velo ka'amar yikav la'om, ela yikav sheyayor. I was hoping that my life would improve, that the light would, so to speak, shine on me, v'ayin, and none of this is happening. V'omer, and then the next pasuk which is cited, this pasuk is from Tehillim Kuf Lamites, David HaMelech says it, v'omar ach choshech yishufeni, I am surrounded by darkness, v'layla or ba'adeni, and then the night should become like light surrounding me. V'omar achoshach yishufeni v'layla or badeni. Alma or yamamahu. Again, it seems like the term or is being used in place of day, that the layla should turn into day. Hasam hachi kamar David, ani amarti achoshach yishufeni l'olam haba, shudom eliyom, achshav ha'olam hazeh, shudom elalayla or ba'adeni. Initially, I thought that even with respect to olam haba, which is normally like daytime, I would not be zochet to it. I would be stuck in darkness forever. Achshav, but now I have experienced such a Yeshua that even in Olam Hazeh, which is normally Dom El Olayla, which is normally a much bleaker existence, this is Or Ba'adeni. I have been meritorious. I have seen my lot completely transform. Take a look at Rashi. Ani amarti mipnei chata'ai, because of my many sins, sh'af mina Olam Haba, et hared, that I will not be zochet to a portion in Olam Haba. V'achshav shemachali al oso avon. Yosef, what avon do you think he's referring to? Exactly right. But now that I see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven me, af mina olam hazeh shayisi sharoi bo b'choshech u'b'cherpa, I was disgraced, I was humiliated, my life was a shanda. Heyir ba'adeni, it has been transformed, it is now light. Shehodia Kadosh Baruch Hu l'soni David b'mei Shlomo shemachal David kishabikes lahachnis aron lebeis katshe kadashim b'davku sharim zebazeh b'moed katan. Who can just tell us the story there, and with this we'll conclude and we'll pick it up tomorrow. What was the story? That Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the aron into the katshe kadashim, and what was the problem? The gates wouldn't open. So Shlomo tries everything. He says su sharim roshecham binasu pisfayolam su sharim roshecham busufis chayolam, and they wouldn't open. And then what does he finally say? Says, do it for my father David. And David's reputation at the time was in the dumps. Why? Because of what happened with Bathsheba. And the Gemara there says, in Daf Moed Katan Daf Tes, it says that David's detractors, Hafchu Penehem Kishule Kedera, their face like turned black. It was such a disgrace for them because they had been so hard on David. And the only reason the Aron was able to enter the base Katshe HaKadashim was because of David's Zechus. So here, again, the Mizmor Tehillim, of course, is anachronistic. That happened after David's life was over. But this Mizmor Tehillim says that David thought that he was lost forever. David thought that he would go down to history as a Rasha because of the sin of Bathsheba and Uriah. And you see here that he was redeemed. He underwent a transformation that was mediated through bringing the Aron into Beis Katshe Kadashim. Now, of course, this is such a beautiful end to the story, because whose aspiration was it to begin with, whose aspiration was it that there should be a Beis HaMikdash? Hine Anochi Yoshev beBeis HaRazim va'aron Beis HaShem Yoshev Bein HaKla'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling in the curtains in the Mishkan. And how can I allow this to happen? David HaMelech says. So here, you know, on the day of the consecration of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when David HaMelech was finally redeemed, and David HaMelech's name went from really being mud to something that everybody could respect again, because only because of David HaMelech that the Aaron was able to go into the base Kadshei HaKadashim. Okay. Thank you very much to all those who are recording so that we could share it with the broader community.